Revise a disabled person parking code.
Roll call.
Fish?
Commissioner Novick, I want to thank you for your leadership on this. This is an issue that has been seeking a solution for a long time. You rolled up your sleeves, you engaged the community, you came up with a common sense approach, which has broad support, and that is what leadership is all about. And I am pleased to support your approach. Aye.
Saltzman.
I want to thank you, Commissioner Novick, for tackling this issue and bringing it to a good, pragmatic solution. If PBOT needs help in posting the warning notices, I'm available to help do that. Warning people about the new program taking effect. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Commissioners. I want to thank again the Portland Commission on Disabilities and the Disabled Parking Task Force for the assistance and support they've given us on this issue, and thank PBOT staff, including Nolan McCrill, who's here today. Thank you very much. And just to say that I think that there's a lot of cities in America that have wrestled with this issue and haven't come up with any proposal. Of those that have, I think that we're the only one to take some extra steps to accommodate people with disabilities, such as offering an on-street permit at cost equivalent to the cost of parking in a garage. So I hope that people who need that take us up on that. And again, I really appreciate the work of everybody on this issue low these many years. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick and staff, for bringing this to its next phase, and particularly the Commission on Disability and the Disabled Parking Task Force, who gave us good insights from people who use the system and need the system. And so I rely on those folks who are engaged in the process, who gave it their blessing, and who are going to be continuing to participate in looking at which sidewalks and crosswalks need accessibility improvements, which I know that Commissioner Novick is also dedicated to. So thanks to everybody for your engagement. Aye.
Hales.
Well, this is a problem that no one's figured out a solution for until now, so thank you. It's an elegant solution. It involved the community. Although no good deed goes unpunished, I think a lot of people will say, well, that's the things that we want to see fixed. Those are the kind of solutions that we want to see, humane but sensible, and restores the credibility of the program for people that really genuinely need that assistance. So I think this is a great set of solutions. I really appreciate the good work. Aye.